God loves, you know, everything God does, He does motivated from love, because that's who He is. The Bible said God is love. Love is not what He does. It's just who He is. That's who, and he loves us unconditionally. No strings attached. Just loves. So let's pray and pray together. We'll get started. Father, we just thank You. Thank You, Father, that You're a good God. Father, thank You for Your love. Thank You for Your mercy. Father, we thank You for the Lord Jesus. And Father, I just ask You tonight, by Your Spirit, Father, to lead us, guide us into all truth. And Father, I just pray that the words I speak tonight will be full of grace. And Father, I pray that the word that I speak will be sown in people's heart, and it'll produce Your fruit. Your fruit, Father, in people's lives. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I want to start out, what I'm going to talk about tonight is, Bertie touched on a little bit of righteousness. Now, righteousness, several different kinds of righteousness talked about in the Bible. I'm going to probably teach on two tonight. The righteousness which is by the law, and actually the righteousness of God. Now, all Christian churches believe that Jesus died and was raised again. You know, if it's a Christian-based church, they believe that. But where they split at, where they differ at, is what makes them righteous. Yes. You know, how do you become righteous before God? What had to happen for you to now be the righteousness of God? Amen. And that's where most churches begin to split there. So if you would, turn to Romans chapter 9. Romans chapter 9, and I'll start in verse 30. And this is Paul again. Romans 9, verse 30, and I'll read, and then I'll go back and explain some. It says, "What shall we say then? That the Gentiles, which followed not after righteousness, have attained to the righteousness, even the righteousness which is of faith." It says, "But Israel, which followed after the law of righteousness, had not attained unto the law of righteousness. Wherefore? Because they sought it not by faith." It says, "But as it were, by the works of the law, for they stumbled at the stumbling stone." Now we know that the Bible talks of Jesus as the cornerstone. Yeah. All right, the cornerstone, if you know anything about building, I'm sure Danny does, the cornerstone is the strength of the building, and the foundation is the strength of the building. Is the cornerstone. So the Bible refers to Jesus as the cornerstone. Right? But now, we see here, it says, wherefore, in verse 32, "Wherefore they sought it by, not by faith, but as it were by the works of the law, for they stumbled at the stumbling stone." Now Jesus, talking about Jesus here. So we see Jesus now has the stumbling stone. To who? Who was Jesus the stumbling stone to? To the ones who tried to work. By the ones who tried to work to be right with God. Amen. He is now the stumbling stone. It says, "As it is written, behold, I lay in Zion a stumbling stone and a rock of offense." Talking about Jesus as your righteousness. That's the stumbling stone. "And whosoever shall believe on Him shall not be ashamed." Chapter 10 says, "Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved." And the word saved again, sozo. Saved, healed, delivered, prospered, protected, set free, made whole. There's about 11 English words that describe what saved means. Ain't that good?
Yeah, it is.
It says, "For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge." Now the Pharisees, you know, we most of us, when we think about the Pharisees, we think of, oh man, they were terrible, they were bad. But now the Pharisees had a heart for God. You know, they really had a zeal for God. They wanted to love God. They wanted to, you know, from the time they were able to read, they memorized the first five books of the Bible. You know, they had that zeal for God. And, you know, good people loved God. Yeah. It says, "For I bear them record they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge."